I am Luis Fuentes, and I am an independent curator. Prior to that, I worked at El Museo del Barrio for about 7 years as a curator. One of the issues that we highlight within the exhibition is the fact that the Caribbean was postmodern, even before postmodernity was even a word, because the whole idea of the cannibalism and the appropriation of different cultures has been part of the Caribbean since the very onset. So if we think of the syncretic processes that all the African religions underwent, is really, in a sense, very similar to the whole idea of postmodernity, where you have coexisting images, symbols that are re-signified and used in a very different way. And we also have, of course, in the more traditional, you know, academic trend of the art, and we also have many artists that have addressed the influence of European, you know, Western art throughout the Caribbean. Because in many cases, modern artists in the Caribbean underwent similar process that in other areas of the world. I mean, they would go to the centers to study with the masters, especially Paris, throughout the beginning of the 20th century. Later on, New York. So, for instance, we have a very small section, especially dedicated to Marcel Duchamp, because of his approach, very open approach to the very idea of art making was very appealing for many artists in the Caribbean. And you will find from Maria Magdalena Campos Pons, for instance, to Álvaro Barrios in Colombia, artists that are somehow appropriating some of the images and some of the ideas that these Western artists were developing. And we don't see it as this artist copying of this one, but very much, you know, having affinities about the way they think about their art processes. And that's what makes this dialogue so interesting, I think.